Let's get down to business. Taking a look at Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 24 at 21,384. It's a record high close for the Dow. Yay. Whenever the Dow Jones Industrial Average hits a record high close, we have a celebration here at the Money Radio Megaplex. The Money Radio Symphonic Orchestra plays the celebratory theme. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. I'm in the talk studio. They are in the control room. There is a big glass partition. It's like a big window between us. Kind of like what you would see in a police station if you were looking at a lineup. And we have gathering in the control room today, Josh. Welcome aboard, Josh. Good to see you. Wes, James, Renee, Doreen. Chris is joining us today. Hi, how you doing? A couple of folks from this sports station, the Fanatic 1580 AM. That's our sister station. They like to participate in this because there are cookies. Yeah, that's the only reason they don't know anything about the Dow Industrials. But, hey, cookies. So there they are. Doreen is there, Renee, and Doreen is passing out the lavender-scented candles. Really, it looks like a collection of carnival barkers. And imagine for a moment that you have carnival barkers lined up for a police lineup. Yes, officer, I believe the third one from the left copped the copper clappers. So that's what it looks like, and the candles are just about lit here. And who is leading the parade today? Wes. Very good, Wes. Glad you could step up and take command. I don't know if there are any cookies, though. Did anybody make arrangements for cookies? Renee, what did you do? Amazon, of course. Sure. Perfect. No, that makes sense. What did you get? Oreos. Yeah, okay. Start the procession, and there they go. Wes is heading down the hallway. The rest of the gang is following closely behind, and they go down to the Money Radio Bistro, also known as the Break Room, where today they will enjoy Amazon-delivered Oreos and milk. You didn't know Amazon delivered food? Huh. We'll tell you all about it. Dow Industrials up 24 at 21,384. It's a record, the 21st record for the Dow Industrials for 2017. S&P 500 up just a fraction at 2433. NASDAQ Composite down 13 at 6,151. Russell 2000 off 3 to finish at 1,406. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note basically unchanged at 2.16%. Oil up 26 cents at $44.72 per barrel. Gold down 30 cents at $12.54.30. The NASDAQ Composite ended lower, booked a second straight weekly loss, extending what has proven a painful weekly stretch for tech's high flyers. So the news of the day, Amazon is buying Whole Foods for $13.7 billion, works out to $42 per share. Yesterday, Whole Foods closed at $33.06 per share. Amazon made an unsuccessful run at Whole Foods last year. Since that attempt, Whole Foods share price has dropped about 30%, or roughly the premium that Amazon is paying. After announcing the deal, Amazon shares closed up $23.54 at $987.71 per share. That's a gain of about $12 billion in market cap. So they almost paid for it today. It's not clear yet what Amazon plans to do with Whole Foods, but it has big plans for the future of grocery stores. Last December, Amazon revealed a concept for a physical store. It involves using an app as you shop. The idea is that you open the app when you enter the store. Whenever you add a product to your shopping cart, the app automatically recognizes the product. You walk out of the store with your products without going through a checkout line, and your Amazon account is automatically debited. Amazon opened an Amazon Go grocery store in downtown Seattle earlier this year. Amazon has also worked on the idea of ordering your groceries online, then driving by the store and just picking up your order, kind of a drive-through grocery. Now, if Amazon can train us to pick up our grocery orders, it's just a matter of time until they make us pick up our own deliveries. Amazon had said it wanted to open 2,000 Amazon Fresh branded grocery stores over the next 10 years. Well, don't look for an immediate transformation at Whole Foods stores, but this clearly puts Amazon on a faster track. The grocery market is the single largest shopping category in the U.S. at about $600 billion in spending last year. But it's also a tricky one because it is notoriously thin profit margins and high operating cost. Amazon might use membership fees to offset the higher operating cost of grocery stores. On the other hand, eliminating the membership requirement could help the stores reach a broader set of customers and increase sales faster. There are plenty of possibilities. And as of today, it is speculation, but the Whole Foods purchase changes the landscape dramatically. Suddenly, Amazon has a nationwide network of about 460 already popular grocery stores that have already solved the tricky logistical problems involved in sourcing and storing fresh food. What Amazon brings is the world's largest online sales portal and its mastery of the home delivery business. And if you're in the grocery business and your name is not Amazon or Whole Foods, today is not a good day for you. Kroger dropped 9%, Target down 8%, Costco, Sprouts, Walmart all dropped around 5% each. Now, if you're a consumer, this is the next step to Amazon becoming the dominant retailer. Adding groceries means Amazon will be a one-stop destination for everything you buy. And you will visit on a more regular basis, and you will visit to buy groceries. You might just pick up a new shirt and a flashlight, maybe even a book. It reinforces the behavior by which customers search for things to buy on Amazon.com rather than on a search engine like Google. It builds Amazon's two-hour delivery business, which it sees as crucial to its future. It also encourages people to use the Amazon Echo smart speaker for shopping list and purchases, which makes far more sense when you're ordering groceries than it does when you're trying to buy, say, a new lamp or a pair of shoes. The Whole Foods deal is Amazon's biggest acquisition, but certainly not the only one. In the past decade, Amazon has also purchased the web's biggest online independent shoe store, its biggest independent online diaper store, and its biggest independent online comics store. It is already the country's biggest online retailer of cleaning supplies and home goods. Last year, Amazon sold 6 times as much online as Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Nordstrom, Home Depot, Macy's, Kohl's, and Costco combined. Amazon also generated 30% of all U.S. retail sales growth online or offline. It also lends credit, publishes books, designs clothes, manufactures hardware, and it operates Amazon Web Services, a $12 billion business that rents servers, bandwidth, computing power to other companies, Slack, Netflix, Dropbox, Tumblr, Pinterest, and the federal government all use Amazon Web Services. During its first 10 years in operation, Amazon rarely returned profits, and investors allowed Bezos to invest in infrastructure and market share. The end result is today's Amazon, a behemoth company that returns a meager profit and increasingly exerts its dominance over a large part of the economy. Oreos are in the break room. President Trump has ordered tighter restrictions on Americans traveling to Cuba and a clampdown on U.S. business dealings with the Cuban military. Trump signed a presidential directive rolling back parts of Obama's historic opening of the communist-ruled country after a 2014 diplomatic breakthrough. But Trump left in place many of Obama's changes, including the reopened U.S. embassy in Havana. U.S. home building fell for a third straight month in May to the lowest in 8 months. Construction activity declined broadly. Housing starts fell 5.5% to an annual rate of 1.09 million in May. The University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index fell to 94.5 in early June reading. That's the weakest since November. The modest 2.6 percentage point decline in sentiment masked a much larger decline since June 8th. That was when Comey testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Prior to the testimony, the sentiment index had averaged 97.7, but since June 8th, it rang in at 86.7, a decline of 11 points. The decline was observed across all political parties, but Republicans had the biggest loss of confidence. Well, we've told you about the problems at Wells Fargo, how they opened up more than 2 million bogus accounts, changed mortgage terms without customer approval, retaliated against whistleblowers. It's contagious. A CenturyLink employee now claims she was fired for blowing the whistle on the telecom company's high-pressure sales culture that left customers paying millions of dollars for accounts they didn't request. This according to a lawsuit filed this week in Arizona State Superior Court. The complaint alleges CenturyLink allowed persons who had a personal incentive to add services or lines to customer accounts to falsely indicate on the CenturyLink system the approval by a customer of new lines or services. This would sometimes result in charges that had not been authorized by customers, possibly millions of dollars in unauthorized fees. CenturyLink is in the midst of a $34 billion merger with Level 3 Communications. Today it was down 7%. T-Mobile had a similar critical report in December from a labor group alleging that the carrier put its sales staff under pressure to meet difficult sales goals. Seriously, this might be a contagion. Maybe we should call it Wells Fargo-itis. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 24 at 21,384. It's a record. S&P 500 up a fraction at 24,33. NASDAQ Composite down 13 at 61,51. As always, we invite you to follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio. And the daily blog is eatthebankers.com.